Donald Trump campaigned with tough talk on trade. How will his trade policies as president affect the Ohio Valley's economy? Becca Schimmel spoke with business leaders and economists on both sides of the trade debate and found them skeptical about Trump's ability to make big changes.
When I spoke to Bud Lane in August, he was excited and hopeful for another Clinton to take office. Lane's the CEO of the conveyor belt manufacturing facility Spantec, and he was eager to see more trade with Asia. Since Election Day, he's changed his tune.
I think business is going to really respond to the Trump administration in a big, big way. It's going to give everybody in the business community a positive feeling about the future of business in this country. Instead of a situation where we all feel somewhat preyed upon by, you know, Democratic administrations that are not necessarily pro-business.
While Lane still favors free trade, he likes Trump's stance on lowering taxes. 30 miles away at Trace Diecast, where parts are made for transmissions that will go to Ford and GM plants, President Chris Guthrie is no fan of free trade. But he doubts Trump can change something so ingrained in American business.
It's going to be hard to put the genie back in the bottle. You know, it's all the companies have their supply chains. All the countries' economies depend upon each other. And trying to unravel that is going to be very difficult.
These business owners aren't the only ones left uncertain about what Trump's trade stance will mean for the Ohio Valley region. Two economists with differing views on trade also say it's hard to tell how Trump's tough stance with China and skeptical view of trade agreements might play out.
The best I think I'm hoping for at this point with respect to this administration coming up in trade is that they don't mess too much stuff up.
That's Western Kentucky University economist Brian Strau, a free trade supporter. He says Trump appears to have helped derail one trade deal already, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. He says that deal with 11 countries could have been a big job generator in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia.
Particularly in the exportation of automobiles, cars, heavy machinery, electronics. These are the big things that this region is exporting to Asia. So we could have seen an increase in jobs in those particular areas.
Strau was also concerned about Trump's tendency to directly intervene in business decisions. He has already pressured aircraft maker Boeing, air conditioning makers Carrier, and the Ford Motor Company over a proposed change at its Louisville plant.
I don't want to live in a country where basically one person can just tell people what to do.
Kentucky Center for Economic Policy economist Jason Bailey thinks a whole new approach to trade is long overdue.
What we've had in the past too often is a process controlled by powerful corporate interests. And that's what needs to end.
Bailey says he'd like to see action to reduce the country's trade imbalance with China and to confront China about its manipulation of currency, a practice that makes goods artificially cheaper and encourages manufacturers to move operations there.
And in Kentucky, for example, you know, by one estimate, the increased trade imbalance with China has led to the loss of 41,000 Kentucky jobs, and that's jobs in industries like computer part manufacturing, apparel manufacturing.
Spantec's Bud Lane doubts any action Trump takes will significantly hinder trade between China and America.
Everybody needs everybody in this scenario. I mean, for the concept that we're not going to sell to China and we're not going to buy from China, that train left a long time ago. That's out. You can forget that.
Regardless of where business owners fall in the free trade discussion, they'll have to wait and see what Trump's trade policies will be. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with the support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.